Link. Loading Echo Link.
Station Access Mobile.
Is that LK Mobile?
What's going on, Shane?
Oh, I'm headed your direction, coming down 290.
I'm not there right now.
Command.
Right.
Listen through. I hope there's no toll up here I gotta pay to get through Greer.
Got anything?
AJ.
Scott.
Toll to pass through Greer. You gotta tell me if this announces when I log into Echo Link.
Echo Link.
I heard it.
The Echo Link activation, but not your call.
It just said activating Echo Link up here. I got the repeater a little bit weak right now, KP2HXS.
I'm pretty sure it was announcing that and the call. So maybe like you said, it's progress.
Later. Y'all can continue talking. Sorry to interrupt.
Problem here, KP2HXS Mobile.
Working on that, Scott. I appreciate it. Dave, where are you? You're not down near Whitehorse Road, are you, where the fire is going?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I'm up in the Inman area. I'm heading back down to Greer. I got another customer to go to, then I'm home.
I'm headed over for my second day in a row, headed to Greer area. Yesterday, I went through Greenville, up 85 to Pelham. Today, I'm cutting through Greer over to Pelham.
57 right now. Up in this area, I think it's like a Campobello, Inman area.
I've been through that way on 11. I don't get off of 11 much going through that way, but I have been through there.
I just turned off of 11 onto 357, so you know where I'm at.
How have you been since I spoke with you yesterday, I guess?
All right, the repeater got a little noisy for a second. Say that again, please.
Said, how have you been since I spoke with you yesterday?
Oh, better, better, better. The pollen in the nose issue is starting to go down nicely, thank you.
It's going to get worse.
Well, with the amount of vitamins and supplements my wife has me on, I should be okay.
It's begun, as the carpenter said, the pollen season.
Oh, you beat me to it. We've only just begun. Ah, that's an old song. Well, we're old guys, so we know.
He runs.
Oh, thanks a lot.
My daughter has the same gift as me. We'll hear a phrase, and it will immediately remind us of a song. And generally, if we're in the same room together, somebody says something, we'll just both break out in whatever that line is.
Oh, I've been known to do that. Oh, yeah, that and movie lines. I love that. You know, this useless knowledge in the back of your brain floating around. Somebody will say something like, oh, yeah, that's from that movie or whatever song it was from.
There's that. I've got a few of those movie lines back in there, like you say, useless knowledge. But sometimes they're just so apropos.
You having a hard time with your dentures today, or what? Are you having a hard time with them dentures today? You can't talk too well.
My brain is full of useless information, and I struggle over the big words.
Okay. The big words trip you up, huh? Anything over $100 word, you get confused?
Gotta follow the script, or otherwise I'm lost.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm just making my way down and got another customer to go to. And then tomorrow starts it again. I got 3 stops tomorrow. And then the missus and I are taking Thursday off. Going to do a Dave and Sally day and then see what happens after that.
Free time is slowly looking like it's coming to an end. Where I'm headed right now is to talk to somebody about maybe going back to that 4-letter word.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, I thought it was a 3-letter word. Oh, you're talking about the W word. Oh, okay.
I've I've made some purchases from here before. In fact, I drove over yesterday to get a piece of lumber, and I'd seen they were looking, so I stopped in and talked to the guy that runs the place, that owns the place, and he was very nice, and I don't know. Looks like it might maybe, I mean, I'm definitely pursuing it. Looks like it might work out.
Excellent. Excellent. Good luck.
I knew I was going to go back eventually. I just, you know, it's been nice.
The money starts running a little thin, and then you got to do something. Well, I'm staying pretty steady. Jimmy and I are staying pretty, you know, fairly steady. I can't wait for the summer to roll in. It will really be hot and heavy. Working.
And it won't be long. We'll get a little bit of spring, and all of a sudden it'll be 90, 95.
Oh, it's going to be 80-something, I think, this week again, isn't it?
Yes. It hit it a couple days last week, but then it cooled off again like today. It's really nice. But it's part of what happens. We're expecting it.
Oh, I know. It was nice. It's beautiful today. It was a little warm yesterday, but that's okay. I can deal with it. I got a pair of shorts and some flip-flops I can put on.
Well, too cool. You can just go on another cruise and acclimate yourself again.
We got one scheduled for December.
Cruises?
No, God, no. You don't want to go to Alaska in December. Heck, no. They don't even offer them in that much. I think they stop them in September or something.
Yep. No, I've been to Alaska, went in August, and it was like in the 90s, close to 100 here, and it got up, I think a couple days, it got up to a high of low 50s.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah, so I wasn't on a cruise. I did go on a tour boat, 75-foot whale watching, sea lion watching, dolphin watching, glacier sighting or glacier viewing boat, and we went sea kayaking as well amongst icebergs. That was a lot of fun.
KB2HX, that's for ID. Yeah, when we went up on the Alaskan cruise last year, was it last year or year before? I can't remember now. Excuse me, goodness, my brain is frying. I think it was the year before. I had most of my camera gear. There was one lens that I don't have a really hard shell case for, and I wanted to bring it, but it was just in a soft case, and we had too much carry-on stuff, and I didn't want to check it. But next time we do something like that, I'm going to bring the big lens with me.
It was a lot of fun. What was a little unnerving when you think about it, we're sitting on a kayak, and my son, who was a guide up there at the time, he said, guess how deep the water is below us? And I said, I have no idea. And he said, about 2,500 feet.
All right, that's, what is that, like a quarter mile? Almost a third of a mile, something like that?
Didn't land either. I mean, it was just out there in the bay, or the sound. But there was a lot of variances in the depth. It could rise and fall drastically.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you're on the cruise ships, you can go on, there's one channel on the TV that you can go on, and it's a navigation channel, and you can look, and they post that kind of stuff, the depth of the water, and how fast we're going, and the direction we're going, and all that, so. Oh, yeah, depth of the water gets pretty deep out there.
But what are you going to do? You got to enjoy it while you're out there.
It's going to float. It's not going to sink.
Titanic 2?
No, that's sunk.
Fuck. I think 2 is still on, or they were talking about making another one.
I think they're building it now, aren't they? That Titanic 2? I don't know. I think I heard something about that in the wind also.
A while ago, but yeah. I'll let somebody else take a maiden voyage on that one.
Okay. I'll stick my Carnival, stick with my Carnival and you know, my Princess cruise ships.
are bragging that your boat is unsinkable. That's one to kind of stay away from.
Oh, I get it. I know. That's probably why I couldn't get it out of my mouth. Anyways, let me get out of here, Shane. I'm about to pull in somewhere. Take on a little high dollar push water, as it were. And $3.71 now a gallon. Goodness. I will catch you later. N4ZLK, KB2HXS. Be careful going through Greer.
I put it in your mouth.
Roger that. Talk to you later, and I got a phone call. Good timing. N4ZLK.
All right, Shane, we'll see you. KB2HXS.